keep your entire lifetime. That's your body. It's the only thing, in a sense, you really own, or at least are leasing. Only thing. If I only owned one thing in the world, I'd take pretty good care of it. Many of us feed our animals better. Boy, if many of us ate like our dogs, there's your lunch, that's it. You're done until dinner. We have a love-hate relationship with our bodies. Our bodies give us pain. You know, they give us problems. They're low energy sometimes. They can betray us ultimately by dying on us. So we want to find an escape clause, a loophole. So we identify with this thing living like a bird in a cage, with this body that we have to live with. But there are many masters who say that you can only be enlightened through the body. Does energizing your body mean looking everybody like athletes? No. There are genetic predispositions. It's about optimizing your genetic potential. Some of us are going to be rounder than others, some skinnier, some taller, some shorter. That's fine. We're each like multicolored flowers in a vase. Each of us contributes to the beauty of the whole. And I mean this with all sincerity. Everyone is beautiful to me. When you look with the eyes of the heart, everybody's beautiful. It's not this social thing and the changes over time about how the body's supposed to look in men or women. Everybody's so interesting to me. So it's not about looking a certain way. It's about energizing your body, energizing your life. Why would you want to energize your body? Why don't I say, you know, becoming really fit or healthy? Well, there are three reasons to energize your body. One, it frees your attention, right? We talked about this before, liberating your attention. If you're going, oh, my back hurts, I feel stiff, I feel low energy, it's hard to have that free attention to notice life around you. Notice the beauty around you. Second, when your body is energized, every human capacity is enhanced. You can have lots of muscles, but if you have no energy, you're not going to be very strong, are you? More energy means greater strength. You're also mentally brighter. You're quicker. You know that from experience. When you're really feeling a lot of energy, you're bright. You're more aware, actually. You have better intuition, higher intuitive capacities, stronger charisma, sense of presence. Every quality a human being has is bumped up with more energy. That's why we want to energize the body. It's a whole different way of living. Now, is the secret taking in more energy? No. You're already getting loads of energy through the air you breathe, the prana, chi, ki, whatever you call it. In different cultures, it's called different things. Life energy. Through the food you eat, through the people around you, the energy of friends around you. We're taking in energy all the time. It's not how to take in more energy. No, there are breathing exercises you can do, pranayama and some kundalini exercises and so on. But just by breathing deeply and remembering to breathe now and then, how many of you remember to take one deep breath an hour? Where you just go, oh yeah, click, your watch beeps. You know, we breathe shallow sometimes the whole day. No wonder we don't feel too energized. The only time most of us breathe deeply is when we're forcing ourselves to, through exercise. But just to remember to take a deep breath. We bleed off energy. And the way it works is this. The way we manage energy, we are like a hose, a garden hose, with energy flowing through us. The Chinese have a whole cosmology, acupuncture, acupressure, around these energy meridians, flowing energy in and around us. It's a stream of energy. When that hose is clear, when we're unblocked, energy flows rapidly. We can maintain a high energy level, and all kinds of so-called mystical experiences can happen. Subtle perceptions, all the fascinating stuff, moments of high energy and free attention. But when that hose is obstructed, when there are knots or blocks inside that hose, the energy flowing through, like water flowing through a hose, becomes turbulent. Does that make sense? Eddies are formed, rapids, because it's flowing over blocks. What we experience when we have blocks in our mind, our emotions, our body, physical obstructions, misaligned posture, when we have fear and sorrow and anger and regrets and anxieties and worries going on, those are like obstructions inside this free flow of energy. So we feel immense discomfort or even pain, physical pain, emotional pain, mental pain. We don't like that pain. We want to feel better. There are two ways to feel better. One way is to clear the obstructions, right? We call that spiritual practice, personal growth. We work on the mind, the emotions, the body. And pretty soon the energy is flowing freely. But many people don't know how to do that. They take the shortcut method. Now, if you have water flowing rapidly through a hose that has obstructions, it's going to create a lot of turmoil. But what if you slow the flow of water down to a trickle? There won't be much rapids, will there? Not much turmoil. So what we do is we bleed off the energy. We leak the energy. We keep leaking. And we have 12 primary leaks in the arenas of the 12 gateways. Some people use drugs, alcohol, tobacco. Some people use over-exercise. They get compulsive into exercise and feel depressed if they don't exercise. Maybe they exercise 4 hours a day. Some people eat heavy meat consumption. You know how after a big meal, take a nap, your energy goes down? Some people are quote-unquote addicted to orgasms, a lot of orgasms, because that again bleeds off the energy. They feel relaxed again and better. There are a number of ways we release energy from our bodies. Diet, over-exercise, and so on. The key is, when you clear the obstructions, you don't need to blow off the energy. You don't need to bleed it off or release it as much. You can allow it and maintain a higher energy level in your body. So what all the gateways are about are clearing these obstructions. And our energy level starts to rise. And the third and brief reason is energizing your body prepares you for the gateways to come. What did our grandmothers tell us? If you don't have your health, what have you got? Virtually any millionaire that I've ever met who's not feeling well or who's very ill would trade the money in a minute for an energized, vital, healthy body. We take it for granted. Because with that, everything follows. We can't really talk about the next gateway and manage your money if we have no energy. Energy attracts energy, right? So that's the third reason we want to energize our body. Let's talk about the immune system. Many of us are worried about today about new diseases and illness and bacteria and germs, but it's funny how when a flu is going through or cold germs are going through, they're around us all the time for the most part, bacteria, viruses, and so on. Sometimes we catch something and other times we don't. Even during the plagues, the great plagues of history, some people caught it and some people didn't. Was it God punishing some and rewarding others? No. It's simply a matter of the immune system. If your immune system is strong, you don't have to worry so much. You practice